Podcast presents the Screen Guild Players in Yankee Doodle Dandy.
This is James Cagney.
Joan Leslie.
Walter Houston.
And this is Jean Cagney.
Lady Esther and all the stores who bring you Lady Esther Face Powder and Lady Esther Face Cream present the Screen Guild Players, starring James Cagney and Joan Leslie, with Walter Houston, Gene Cagney, Richard Worf, S.C. Sokol, and Charles Irwin, in musical highlights from Warner Brothers' forthcoming brilliant motion picture, Yankee Doodle Dandy, based on the 50-year theatrical career of George M. Cohan. This is the story of a real Yankee Doodle Dandy, a man who told the world proudly, "I am an American." It is the story of George M. Cohan, who loved and understood his country, and through singing his songs, that country learned to understand itself.
I'm glad to hear people say I understand my country. However, not long ago, I created a misunderstanding without meaning to. It really had me worried. I was impersonating the President of the United States in a play called I'd Rather Be Right when I received a summons to appear at the White House. Well, I was really upset when I walked into the President's office.
Well, how's my double?
I'm not sure, Mr. President. You'll have to give me time to work on that one.
Are you sure you'll realize why I sent for you, Mr. Cohan?
No, Mr. President. I don't know. But if it's because you object to my impersonating you on the stage, why...
Well, you know, Mr. Cohan, I remember seeing you and your family, the four Cohans, when I was going to school near Boston.
Oh, I was a pretty cocky kid in those days. Regular Yankee Doodle Dandy, always in a parade or following one, wherever there was a flag.
I hope you haven't outgrown the habit. It's a great quality.
Well, I guess I got the idea from my father, Mr. President. He ran off to the Civil War at 13. Well, some years after the war, he married my mother, and they toured the variety theaters of the country as Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Cohan, the Irish Darlings. And on the 4th of July, 1878 in Providence, Rhode Island, my father was playing a variety theater alone.
Laddie O'Leary is my name by trade. I am a dancing master. There's no one can teach the same, nor teach it any faster. It's easy, very easy, if you'll watch every twist, every turn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprise you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn. Keep your eyes upon me and surprise you will be at the dancing you have yet to learn.
Mother should have been with him on the stage, but she was busy in a smaller production. Father hurried to her as soon as he had finished his turn. But that was once I made an entrance ahead of Father.
Are you all right, Nellie?
Yes, Jerry.
Is everything all right?
Everything's grand, Jerry. You're the brand new father of a brand new boy.
A boy, it is. And born on the 4th of July. Praise be. We'd call him George Washington Cohan.
Well, Jerry, the George is fine, but the Washington may be too long for billboard.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now, how about a good short Irish name? Dennis or Michael?
George Michael Cohan. I like that name.
Mr. President, I was 6 or 7 years old before I realized they weren't celebrating my birthday on the 4th of July.
I can understand that.
In fact, life to me has been a roundup of parades and songs. Often, of course, they went together, but not always. When I wrote Mary, the only parade I had in mind was the one that takes a man and a girl, the girl, down the aisle. And I'll never forget the night my Mary sang the song I'd written for her.
My mother's name was Mary. She was so good and true. Because her name was Mary, they called me Mary too. She wasn't gay or airy, but plain as she could be.
Like everybody to know that it was written for me, that I'm the Mary.
Well, that's easy. How would you like a lifetime job? George M. Cohan's leading lady, run of the play contract, and no option.
I think I might like it, Mr. Cohan. Could I be a sample of my part in the script?
Well, here's how it starts. How would you like the first reading?
Could we have another rehearsal?
It was Mary, Mary, long before the fashion came. For there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand old name. I didn't get as quick or effective results every time, though, Mr. President. Another parade I used to lead was the parade of frustrated playwrights marching from one producer to another. I had just about given up hope of ever getting my musical show, Little Johnny Jones, produced when I walked into Rector's famous restaurant one night. Sam Harris was seated at a table talking to another man who didn't appear too interested in the sales talk Sam was giving him. I didn't know Sam's name then, but I'd met him in several producers' offices trying to sell his play, so I knew what he was after.
When the villain tells the boy, I'll tell your girl who you really are unless you help me hold up the stagecoach. You'll have the audience in the aisle.
Sure, just like me, walking out of the theater. I tell you, before I put $10,000 of my wife's money into a show, it's got to have songs, dances, and lots of girls.
That was my cue. Schwab wanted songs, dances, and lots of girls, and I had a musical comedy under my arm. So I moved in and told Harris under my breath, listen, mister, I have a musical. Schwab won't buy your play, but if you help me sell him the musical, we're partners. What do you say?
What can I lose? Well, partner, did you sell the musical at Eaton Golf?
Well, they're ready to sign the contract as soon as we can get over to their offices.
Yeah, come on, then. Let's go.
But for that, did you say something about the musical? Why haven't I heard about it?
Oh, you wouldn't be interested. It's nothing but a lot of hit tunes and thousands of girls.
Gee, thousands of girls.
Yeah, and lots of music.
I don't mind music under those circumstances. Why ain't I producing it?
That's a good question.
I will give you my check for $10,000 right now.
That's the perfect answer.
Let me be the first to congratulate you, Mr. Schwab.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You are both very kind to let me in on this. By the way, does our musical have a name?
It's called Little Johnny Jones, all about Todd Sloan, the famous jockey. Is it? There's a... Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. And tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. And whisper of how I yearn to mingle with that old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
We'll give your regards
Pretty good tune this day, Mr. President, but my favorite song from Little Johnny Jones was Yankee Doodle Boy. You remember? That's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a Josh. She's a Yankee, by gosh.
Oh, say, can you see?
Anything about a Yankee, that's all for me.
Little Johnny Jones, a jockey from the USA.
Well, ride the pony, Yankee Doodle, English Derby Day.
Johnny broken records every track and every meet.
So Yankee Doodle's gonna be the boy they have to beat.
Sportsmen of the British Isles who follow his career have offered Johnny anything to keep him over here.
But all the money in the Bank of England couldn't pay enough to keep young Johnny Jones away from old Broadway.
If you want to take a tip, be sure to dump your things.
Have your house mortgage, hock your watches, pawn your rings.
And put it all on Yankee Doodle, Johnny, don't give up.
I am going to give America the English Derby Cup.
He's going to give America the English Derby Cup.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. Our real-life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
He's a Yankee Doodle dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real life nephew of his Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Horses for the Derby are now in the paddock. Take your pick, ladies and gentlemen.
Good luck, Johnny. Success to you. All the best of the best to you. We'll make our bet to leave the rest to you. But you've got what it takes to win.
There they are, going to the post, all in good condition. That Yankee Doodle on the end, a wonderful position. Look at him rear, he's broken line, he's simply wild to run. Now he's back in line again, there's the starting gun. They're off!
Come on, Yankee Doodle, we have got the whole caboodle on you. Run, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up!
Yankee takes the lead.
Come on, break away, they're showing the powder, burn their hay, they're on the run. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, show a little speed.
At the quarter, he's gaining, at the turn now, he's reining his horse.
Go, 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 Yankee, go!
The half mark, he's cruising, but he seems to be losing his lead.
Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, we simply have to win.
He'll never win, he'll never win, the other nags are closing in. Down to third, from second place, looks as though he's closing the race. Got him in a pocket, he can't get in the clear. But in the stretch, here they come, he's falling to the rear. Lost the race, it's a frame, he'll find out who's to blame. Hear the name of Johnny Jones. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, it's all over. Yankee Doodle let him down. They'll either pasture him in clover or have him hauling rubbish in London town.
Goodbye, Johnny. We'll have nothing to do with you.
See here, young fellow. You've been dishonest. And we, the judges, find that you be suspended for throwing the race.
I am a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. He is that Yankee Doodle boy.
We will continue in just a moment with the second half of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play, Yankee Doodle Dandy. But first, a brief message from Lady Esther.
I'm very happy and really quite a bit thrilled to present to the women of America this new Lady Esther program, the Screen Guild Players. Now you know, of course, that you yourselves, you who are listening out there tonight, have made this program possible. For millions of you, have chosen Lady Esther Face Powder and Lady Esther Face Cream as your favorite aids to beauty. Yes, more lovely women today use Lady Esther Face Powder than any other kind. And millions of women, busier than they have ever been before in their lives, have chosen my one cream, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream, for the complete care of their skin. So you see, it has been your own loyalty to Lady Esther Cosmetics that now brings you the leading screen stars and the best directors and writers of Hollywood in this new Lady Esther program. Every Monday night, this new Lady Esther program will bring you your favorite stars in the most popular movies and plays of the year. I hope you are enjoying tonight's presentation, and I hope you will continue to enjoy the Lady Esther Screen Guild plays for a long, long time to come.
Now the curtain's ready to rise on the second act of Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring James Cagney, Joan Leslie, Walter Houston, and Gene Cagney. Back in the White House office of the President of the United States, where he has been summoned by presidential order, George M. Cohan is nervously continuing the story of his life.
Well, Mr. President, little Johnny Jones is a great financial success. And it wasn't long before the four Cohans, mother, father, my sister Josie, and I, were appearing in George Washington, Jr. We all sang the big number in that production, The Grand Old Flag.
A feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
We jump out in the land of cotton.
Melody, untiring, it's so inspiring.
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankee by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you reign. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue. Where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart is true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But to hold a friend and be
forgotten, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Oh,
Listen to that applause, George.
Oh, they'd like to. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, they won't stop, George. Yes? Good. Go out and thank them.
Well, what can I say to that?
Well, tell them anything. Just so you tell them, well, you know, thank you. That's
all right, but you all have to come with me.
My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you. Just the beginning, Mr. President. Life from then on was a series of new shows, new theaters, new towns, trains. And all of a sudden, it was 1917. Our enemies of today were our enemies then. We declared war on Germany. Like every other man, I tried to enlist, but they turned me down. As I walked out of the army doctor's office, one of the fellows standing outside said,
"Don't worry, pal. We'll take care of them over there."
Give me an idea. Over there. I keep repeating that phrase to myself. Over there. Over there. Over there. It sounded like a great title for a song. And I hurried home to work on it. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over over there.
I've got a lot of nerve taking up your time with the story of my life. Why didn't you stop me?
Why, I wanted to hear the story of your life. It has a direct bearing on my sending for you. Here.
Huh?
You know what this is?
It's a Congressional Medal of Honor, isn't it?
Yes. Now, let's see what the inscription says. To George M. Cohan, for his contribution to the American spirit. I congratulate you, Mr. Cohan.
Are you sure there hasn't been some mistake?
Quite sure.
Well, this medal's only for people who've given their lives to the country. I'm just a song and dance man. Everybody knows that.
A man may give his life to his country in many different ways, Mr. Cohan. Your songs were the symbol of the American spirit. Over there was just as powerful a weapon as any cannon, as any battleship we had in the First World War.
Mr. President, I'm just beginning to earn this medal. Quite a thing.
Well, it's the best material we could find, what with priorities and all.
Mm-hmm. Well, goodbye, Mr. President. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And, of course, I thank you. Don't worry about this country, Mr. President. Where else in the world today could a plain guy like me sit down and talk things over with a head man?
Well, that's about as good a definition of America as any I've ever heard. Is there something wrong, Mr. Cohan?
I'm sorry. It's the same old trouble. Thought I heard a parade coming down Pennsylvania Avenue.
It is a parade. Don't you recognize the music?
I ought to.
The marching song of 1917 is a marching song of 1942. If I were Hitler, Hirohito, or Mussolini and heard that, I'd take one long look at history and start running.
We're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
Thank you, James Cagney, Joan Leslie, Walter Houston, Gene Cagney, Richard Worf, S.C. Sockhall, Charles Irwin, and Arthur Gilmore for your contributions to the opening show of our new season with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players. Our sincere thanks, too, to Warner Brothers for permitting us to begin our season with highlights from Yankee Doodle Dandy, one of the year's greatest pictures, with words and music by George M. Cohan. 2 hours of grand movie, which will be playing in your community, a picture which every American must see. And now, the star of our show, and the newly elected president of Screen Actors Guild, James Cagney.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And on behalf of George M. Cohan, I thank you. His presence has been strongly felt by all of us here tonight. And we sincerely hope that his story has helped you to understand this great man who, through his songs, has helped our country to understand itself. I'm sure you'll be happy to know that all the benefits derived from this new series of Lady Esther Screen Guild plays go to the maintenance of the Motion Picture Relief Fund's Country House for the members of the profession he loves and serves so well. Now, as president of the Screen Actors Guild, I would like to extend a warm welcome to Lady Esther, whose sponsorship makes these programs possible. We can assure you that this is going to be a great series, bringing to your loudspeakers the brightest stars in Hollywood in the most successful screen plays. Jack Benny, Robert Taylor, Barbara Stanwyck, Cary Grant, Rosalind Russell, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Hedy Lamarr, to name just a few. Next week, for instance, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will bring you Tyrone Power, Betty Grable, and John Sutton in A Yank in the RAF. I want you to know that the stars who are contributing their time and services on this program have only one wish, and that wish is the hope that you listeners will enjoy the plays as much as we enjoy the opportunity of bringing them to you.
Walter Houston will soon be seen in Warner Brothers' Edge of Darkness, and Richard Worf is now making assignment to Brittany at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Next Monday night, then, same time, same station, Lady Esther will present the Screen Guild Players in A Yank in the RAF, starring Tyrone Power with Betty Grable, John Sutton, and Pat O'Malley, with music by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley saying good night for the Screen Guild Players and Lady Esther. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.